I'm a mess, I must confess, but I'm a work in progress. Hello, this is Miss Medical Misfit, Drea Monet. And today's topic will be about canceled appointments during quarantine. Where do I start? So quarantine happened and the whole world shut down. When the world shut down, individual things shut down. But people keep moving, evolving. And no matter what happens, life keeps happening. I mean, babies are born, people are dying, and those that are still alive, they keep surviving. But the world shut down. And from my mind point, or viewpoint, not mind point, viewpoint, I see that nothing is the same. Nothing's going to be the same. And it starts with canceled appointments. In the past, before the world shut down, if I canceled an appointment, it was due to me being sick. I couldn't make it because I didn't have the wherewithal to either make the drive or my car broke down. But those were the only reasons why I didn't make an appointment and I had to cancel an appointment. But I've been called months in advance, once the world shut down, that I'm sorry, that appointment will not be made. We have to cancel the appointment due to social distancing, due to the effects of the coronavirus. So it leaves me in a bind that I sit here and I want to feel better, but I can't because I have all my appointments canceled due to coronavirus. COVID-19. The cancellation of 2020. The world being shut down due to social distancing mandated statewide. You can't go to your doctor's appointment because you have an immune system that is suppressed. canceled appointments. I thank God for having a phone and a computer. But it's not the same. I've done video conferencing. I've done phone conferencing. But it's not the same. It's not that one-on-one eye contact, person in person space, in that space, everything is private. In that space, everything is safe. In that space, there is medical attention given for numerous problems. In that space where you're not in your four walls, but four medical walls, that when you're done, you have the freedom to leave. And believe it or not, I did not realize I needed that in my life. I have had to make calls to get scripts so I can fill my medication. Medication that I need, that I've run out of. Had the world been open? No social distancing mandated by the governor statewide? I could have made a doctor's appointment. Got a quick med check and received new scripts for my medication. Voicing my issues, my pains, my problems. I could have done that. But today, 2020, April 2020, you cannot go to a doctor's appointment or the hospital without it being so severe that you require medical attention. As I sit here and voice this, my pain is on level 20. My anxiety is about a 5, which is good. Having level 20 pain and 5 anxiety means I'm somewhere in here maintaining. Probably not well, but well enough. And as I sit here and I wonder, when the world opens, will it be the same? No. When there's no mandated shutdown, Will there still be social distancing? Yes. People have changed. Like in my previous podcast, I stated I wore a face mask, or I wear a face mask, to protect myself from passing out and catching other people's germs. Now other people wear face masks. And it's, how did I become part of the norm all of a sudden? Because of COVID-19, the coronavirus. I'm now part of the general population that wears a face mask. Interesting. Very interesting. Because, again, I go back to canceled appointments. See, the time is changing. The weather is changing. It's getting warmer. And that means I would be able to take my face mask off before the shutdown of the world. But now I have to wear my face mask most, if not all of the time. And I have to social distance myself. And I'm still trying to get back these canceled appointments so I can make progress, so I can move on and move forward. But it's not happening. They say that things will open up May 1st or somewhere in there in May of 2020. But on the list, they didn't say hospitals, nor did they say doctor's offices. So again, there lies another canceled appointment that I'm still trying to get. I'm trying to cope with this level 20 pain. I need my trigger point shots. I need to have blood work done. I need to see my doctors in person. I need to relay that I'm not doing well. Strength may be mine, but it's a farce. I am strong because I have to be, not because I want to be. because my canceled appointments have left me in shambles. As I sit here speaking to the people, whomever hears this, I just need you to understand that this shutdown has not only crippled the disabled community, but in some instances, it has killed the disabled community. In other instances, it has made the disabled community far more disabled because of our suppressed immune systems. We can't go to our doctors because our appointments have been canceled. So we have to stay inside our homes so that COVID-19 doesn't happen to us. But if by chance we get the virus, you have to show symptoms and signs of the virus before you can go to the hospital and get help. People have been curing themselves with home remedies that they would use for a common cold. People have been dying because of COVID-19. But the disabled community has struggled because of canceled appointments. Before the world shut down, in between appointments, you could go to the hospital. But because neither of those options are available to the disabled community anymore, there's a struggle. There's a mental and emotional struggle. And that struggle, therein lies the problem. I can't keep doing this. I need to see my doctors face to face. I need to relay that this pain is unbearable. I may be smiling on the outside, but I am screaming in agony, in defeat, in pain. Just, it oozes from my aching joints and flared up tendons and muscles. And it says, I win this round. And I don't want to give in. And I damn sure don't want to give up. But this pain is like no other. And my pain points this just takes a lot out of me. I'm hoping and praying that the world opens up again. And soon, I can make my appointments and keep them. But if they've canceled the rest of 2020 because of COVID-19, coronavirus, I'm not sure how I'm going to make it through the rest of this year. I'm walking on eggshells and pins and needles. And my pain is out of control. I want to thank you for your time, for allowing me to bend your ear and cry on your shoulder, for all those out there dealing with canceled appointments because of COVID-19, coronavirus. And you're struggling to get from day to day. Please reach out to me at true.msamb@gmail.com. You're not alone. And it's not the end, even though it feels that way. There are ways to live around this shutdown. And as a community, we are not our pain. We live with our pain. But we are strong. And we are chosen, and we will continue to pass on this info . Hopefully this has helped somebody, because it is helping me to talk and have someone listen. Thank you for listening. Again, this is Miss Medical Misfit, Drea Monet, signing off.